Y'all probably thought we left y'all hanging because we haven't done a show in a couple of weeks since we actually went to L.A., but we haven't. We still here. We still fighting. And the fantasy show is back during this crucial stretch run here. I'm one of your hosts, Kenneth Inge. Joining me on the line is B. What's going on, B?
What's up, man? What's going on? Man, how in the hell did our squad drop from, like, being a top two squad to the ninth? Because six teams going to playoffs. I'm talking about the team that me and you do together.
Yeah.
Six teams go to the playoffs, right?
Yeah.
How did we drop to ninth place? Can you explain
Aaron
that
Rodgers.
To me?
Rodgers? We lost Rodgers. The Chiefs are wet in the bed. Andy Reid is coaching bad. He's not giving Hunt the carries that he need. Our wideout corps
sucks. Our wideout sucks, dude.
Yeah, and we got caught slipping. This weekend when Rashard Matthews didn't play. He was just starting to really kind of get into that late season swing that he did last year, and he was out. And by the time I realized it was too late to even put anybody in, I don't even know. Man, I'll be honest, man. Like, I haven't even looked at any of the scores since Sunday, man. I looked at some – first of all, Thursday completely messed me up, so I decided – to start Alfred Morris over a couple of people, which was a terrible mistake. And he didn't do anything. And I just hate the Cowboys. I don't know what they want to do with their running backs. And it's just pathetic. But I figured the Chargers had they couldn't stop the run. That's all I kept hearing. That's all I kept reading. So I went with Morris, and he was running well. And then it just went downhill from there. So by the time I went to from my in-laws' house to up to Macon with the other in-laws, mm-hmm. I looked at the score and I'm like, the Cowboys had like 6 points. And I'm like, oh, and all I saw was Rod Smith. I'm like, it's over. It's a wrap. And you know what happened. And I've been waiting all year. I drafted him to play him. And this was my week to start him. This is why. And I'm a rant for a bit. This is why I don't do this matchup thing, because I should have started Joe Mixon like I wanted to, and I should have started Alex Collins like I had them both in, B. I had them both in. It probably wouldn't have made a difference because I haven't looked at my score because I don't want to look at it. I'm going to look at it now, but I didn't want to look at it until Thursday. But because of that, I didn't even want to look to see if I lost by a point because of what I did. I hate playing the matchups. So, yeah. So,
I don't even know. What league was this in that you're referring to?
Man, this is in the Dead End Sports Yahoo League and the league, the real NFL.
That's the only league I'm actually doing really, really good in is the Dead End Sports League, my Too Legit to Quit squad. We're 10-2. I don't know how the hell we are 10-2, but we're 10-2. And I think we pretty much... Let me see. Looking at this, I think based off how things go, even if I lose, because I already clinched playoffs last week, if I lose, I think I still have a bye. I think I'm going to still have a bye. Probably be a 2 seed. But right now, I'm the 1 seed. And, yeah, I'm looking good in this squad. My main league, this has been one of the weirdest seasons I've ever had. This is the first time ever. I don't know if this ever happened to you before, Ken, but this is the first time in the league that I actually win, lose, win, lose. Like every other week I was winning, every other week I was losing. Like literally, I had no streaks, nothing. And, you know, I just won this past week, and I'm playing against me and this guy, we're 6-6. Me and the same guy I'm playing this upcoming week, we're 6-6. At the rate I'm going, since I won last week, I'm going to lose this week because that's just the way this season is going for me. And we're 6-6. Pretty much, if I lose this week, I'm not in the playoffs. We're both fighting. I mean, they got me right now as a 5th seed, but if three things happen, which I'm assuming it will, and if I lose this matchup, I'm not gonna be in the playoffs. I'm gonna be a 7 seed. I'm gonna be outside looking in. And in the real NFL, Jesus Christ, I just been getting the bad end of that stick in that league. I am 3-9. I mean, I'm 3-9. Horrible. I'm trying to play. I was hoping to play spoiler, but I'm playing against. I'm an 11th ranked squad. And then this upcoming week, I'm thinking I'm playing someone that's a 2 or 3, someone trying to get a bye week. I'm playing against a 12th ranked squad. So I really have nothing to really play for. I can't spoil no button's hopes because the AJ team squad I'm playing against, he's one in 11. He's whack. So it's like I'm playing against him this week. I got to win because I don't want to go down as the last place team, which I don't think I am, even if I do lose. But, you know, at this point, I'm just playing for pride. I'm hoping my team will do something, you know, but I already know we're not making the playoffs. And that I think our league that me and you got joined together, I think we still have a shot to make that final six, but a lot of stuff going to have to happen for us to get in that sixth spot for the playoffs because we're 5-7.
This is incredible.
Two, three, four, five. It's five teams that are 6-6. And out of those five teams, actually, all of those teams that are 6-6, me and you got them in points. So we need some folks to lose. And we got to win this week. Like, we must win. We got to win, and we need some folks to lose. And I think we have a shot. I think we might have a shot at making the playoffs. I think we still have a small shot in this one. But I'm very disappointed in our Kings 430 squad because going into the draft, me and you, we both felt like, oh, yeah, this is about to be a damn near undefeated season for us. Like, we was very confident. Aaron Rodgers went out. That hurt it. K Hunt went from a top 3, top 2 fantasy running back to a, you know, top 25, top 35 running back. You know, he's like a forgotten thought now. We had Alex Smith on you know, as a replacement. He looked good the first couple of weeks. And like you said, Kansas City Chiefs play went down, and so does Alex Smith and Hunt. So, I don't know, man. Our receiving core, Martavis Bryant didn't live up to the bill like we thought he was. And, you know, Kelvin Benjamin, I mean, we just been hurting, man. Wide receivers and Aaron Rodgers going out really, really hurt us bad. So, if we can get into the playoffs and if the Packers decide to bring back Aaron Rodgers, hell, you never know. We might shock the world.
And we're the league leader in points, and we've lost three in a row. Three in a row, man.
We are the league lead in points, and we are ranked ninth. People who are listening who plays fantasy sports, this is frustrating. I've had these type of seasons before where I'm like second or first in points, but I'm not even a freaking playoff team. So this is what makes this squad so frustrating because it's like, and I ain't even noticed that. Like, I didn't even look at the whole in total points thing. We are leading the league in freaking points. And how the freak we have it's a chance that we're not going to make the playoffs. I hate this. This is the thing I hate about fantasy football, man.
Yeah, and the thing about it, even if we would have started somebody in place of what's his name, Rashard Matthews, and when we lost by 25 points,
we still would have lost. We still would have lost.
Yeah, it wouldn't have made a difference. So everything would have had to go right, and it just didn't. So I mean, I don't know, man. It's frustrating. It's frustrating. I didn't think out. Like, I thought we can at least tread water.
Right.
But yeah, now this team has fell completely apart once Aaron Rodgers went down because we lost a game because of a bad quarterback play.
Yep.
I think we lost like two because of bad quarterback play. Yep. And we would have had him. We would have won two. So yeah, I can't believe it. Second year running this league, and we won't right now. It's not looking good. It's not looking good. Let's look at some of the matchups. So, Dank Broccoli is ahead of us. He playing Dreamville, so he could catch a L. So that'll help. Cause he's in the sixth spot. So we need Dead Last and Note Time to lose. So Dead Last is playing Bear Down. So if he wins, that'll help. That'll put him in 6-7. And Note Time. Who is Note Time playing? Squad. So, we got a shot. If we win, mm-hmm. we got a shot. Yeah, like you said, you broke it down. We got a shot. I'm just not looking at it.
The unfortunate thing is mm-hmm. we're playing someone that's in 11th. So That's the if we was playing someone like, you know, Cap is the homie, even though we just lost to him this past week, which hurt us. That hurt us so bad. Yeah, but like if we was playing someone like Dreamville, if we was playing one of these 6-6 squads, it would definitely be looking, you know, but yeah, like you said, like I said, we need some scenarios to happen for us to kind of get in. Like we need so many dots to connect for us to make the playoffs. And it's just it's looking real slim. I wish we was playing someone that was ranked ahead of us, so you know, but we playing someone that's ranked lower than us, so it's like beating them, okay, yeah, but that's not gonna help us our playoff situation unless teams that's in front
Wait,
of us
why not?
Lose. Huh?
Why not?
Why not what?
Why won't it help us?
For us playing Montreal stud?
Yeah, if everybody is 6-7, right?
Right.
And we have the most points.
Right, that's what I'm saying. We need the dots to connect, though. We need, like we said, you know, like we need, you said Dead Last is playing who? Dreamville?
Yeah, but I thought it was based on record. So you're saying we're playing a week?
Yeah, record is first, and then the tiebreaker is the points. So, yeah, if we got the same record, if we finish 6-7 and these squads finish 6-7, we're going to get the higher rank based off points. So, yeah, we need
Ash-
Huh?
Yeah, because that man, I didn't. You know what? Shout out to everybody playing in this league, man. It's really a tough league.
It is. Shout out. And to, I'm yeah, looking. You're right. I'm glad you shot them out because everyone's been consistent in doing their lineups. And if you look at the standings, you know you don't got no 1-12 team, no 2-9. You know you don't got nobody. People still been doing their lineups. You know what I'm saying? Like all mm-hmm. these folks. That's down here with us. They've been doing their lineups and stuff. You know, they've been picking up, dropping players. They still been trying to fight, which is good. I like that. So yeah, you're right. Shout out to folks that's in this league. It's been very competitive.
Yeah, yeah. Because I'm looking at it now, and teams from 4-8 are 6-6. And you know, if like you said, that so there those there's actually three spots. If we win, there's three spots for us to get in.
Yeah, so it's still we still got a chance. It's not over. It's not a done deal. It's not a wrap. But us losing the Cap is the homie that this past weekend hurt us so bad. Like,
yeah.
We would have been kind of eased a little bit better if we would have won that matchup. But you know, we'd be straight, man. I think it's still a shot. You don't see no asterisks next to 1-6. So as long as I don't see those asterisks next to those 1-6 spots, we still got a shot. So I'm still feeling good, man.
So we need some receivers or backup receivers, I guess. But there is nobody on the waiver wire. You know what? I'm not going to have – I think I have too many bench spots.
Nobody on
the waiver wire. Yeah, nobody out here.
I mean, maybe – see, but Curse is questionable. Curse is questionable. Man, maybe.
Well,
From Oakland, the Oakland receiver is going to get a lot of love because, you know, you got Cooper that's still out, and then Crabtree suspended. So Peterson and what's the other wide receiver? Both of those wide receivers going to get nothing but looks.
Yeah.
They going to get nothing but looks.
Yeah, that's true.
I think Roberts. Yeah, Peterson. And Roberts, they're gonna get they pretty much the 1-2 receivers going into this week. So, you know, folks listening, if you're desperate for just a receiver or two, go after those Oakland receivers for this week because they're gonna get nothing but the love, like nothing, because they're the only two receivers that's gonna be at the 1-2. So, they're gonna get the targets. I don't know if they're gonna make the best out of those targets, but they're gonna get targets. They're gonna definitely get that work this upcoming week.
Yeah, they be killing the wire, man.
they do. I love it, though. I love it. I love it. It makes me. It makes me see that people are invested in the league, and they, you know, they keeping it competitive. You know, I like that. Just like the real NFL. It ain't nobody out there in the wave right. Everybody got people. Everybody picking up people. Tough. It's tough, man. I love it.
Yeah. So overall, how did you do last week? Like, so much has happened since we've been gone.
Just this past week,
Yeah, just this past week.
I got two for two. I mean, you know, I won this past week in my main league that put me at 6-6, and I won in the Dead End Sports League, put me at 10-2. I end up beat me and Meech. Meech was actually the one seed. Is a squad or is a dub? I think that's his squad. His team name. But I beat him to claim the number one seed in the Dead End Sports League right now. And I think, like I said, I think by me winning this past week, I think that clinched me a bye week regardless. So I think even if I lose, I'm going to still hold on to the number two seed. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, 2-2. The other two leagues in the real NFL, I lost. And then the league that we do together lost. So it's just like a But, yeah, this week is definitely, man, do or die week for me right here, man. Coming into my main league, man, 6-6, going against a 6-6 squad. Both our points is kind of like I got him by like a little bit in points, but you know if he beats me, he'll probably get me in total points and have a better record, and that's gonna knock me out the playoffs. So this is do or die right here, man. This is crazy.
Yeah, I got smashed by NBA YoungBoy last week, like. It's embarrassing. I lost 124-54. I had Eli Manning, who did absolutely nothing. He got me 1.42 points. Now, this is the same team that I had Aaron Rodgers, so I've just been trying to hold on, but it just hasn't worked out. Like, everybody's falling apart on the squad. So yeah, man.
Let me ask you for the real NFL, because I see you at 5-7. Is it a shot for you, or is it no? It's no shot for you to make the playoffs in that league. Because I know on the app it doesn't show.
Yeah.
On the app it doesn't show the asterisk next to the teams that made the playoffs, but if you go like on the computer, it'll show it. So I don't know.
No, I'm done.
Oh, you're done. So all six teams are asterisk.
Yeah, I'm done. I don't have the points. So if 50-yard line, if 50-yard line loses. And I win, and Coco lose, and we're all 6-7. Yeah, I'm not gonna get in.
Oh,
I think now
it's five teams got the asterisk. The five teams clinched playoffs in the real NFL, so it's one spot left. And I think that's between y'all four. Actually, it's between 50-yard line, Coco's tight ends, Tone Loke, and you.
Well, actually, nah. If 50-yard, it's really between 50-yard line and Coco.
Oh, okay.
Because 50-yard line has the points. So even if he loses and goes 6-7 and tie with Tone Loke, it won't matter for Tone Loke. He still won't get in.
I got you.
Yeah, but Coco could get in at 7-6.
50-yard line playing the 10th-ranked squad, Big Boy. She playing a 4-8 squad, so it might be looking good for her. Let me see. I don't know who Coco's tight end is playing. It might be looking. Coco tight end is playing.
Yeah, she's playing G.A. Steele.
Ooh, and he already clinched though. So, but he's still gonna play. And this is his first year playing. This is his first year playing. He loves football, but this is his first. He never got into fantasy football. And he finally wanted to give it a try, and he's getting beginner's luck. He is a prime example of beginner's luck.
And I you better tell him. You know him? Do you know the guy?
Yeah. He works in my building. He works at one of my buildings.
Yeah. Well, you tell him, don't get it twisted. I'm way better than this. Don't get this 5-7 record twisted. I had Zeke, and we know what happened. Yep. So I'll be back. I'll be back next year. I can't believe I'm not making the playoffs. This don't even feel right.
But you know what? But you know what we've been saying though, man. This year in fantasy just feels weird anyway. Like it's just been a weird year. I can't believe Meech is in first place in the real NFL. Meech is just like talking so much cash, dude. I hate it. God, Meech is in first.
Oh, league. Is this his first year?
Well, this is first year in the real NFL. In this
league. Who is he?
It's a dub.
Are you serious, dude?
Yeah, that's Meech.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's Meech.
How freaking embarrassed.
You said, oh my God.
He just beat the shit out of me too.
Yeah, my other boy who from Detroit, he in this league, Ezekiel's Hash Bass, he 8-4, so he talking shit. He's in the main league also with me and Meech or whatever. He's in our main league. But yeah. Yeah, man. Meech is kicking ass in his first year in the real NFL. Meech is like, man, this shit easy. I'm like, don't get it twisted, Meech. Don't get it twisted. I'm not making the playoffs.
Right.
You not making the playoffs. Oh, man. I'm surprised he haven't been talking shit to us, to be honest with you, on Twitter. I'm surprised. But if you look at this, I don't know how his squad, I don't even know how the squad is 10-2, though. He got Russell Wilson.
I don't either. It's trash. Baldwin,
Amari Cooper been iffy. Lamar Miller, Latavius Murray been balling recently. Mike Evans, okay. How is this squad 10-2? He going to get exposed. I think Meech squad going to get exposed. I think after his bye week, I think he going to get exposed.
Let me see how many points he got. 1,200. I mean, he putting up numbers. That's not bad, but yeah, because his points against, like, he's catching people on their worst week.
On their worst week. Dude, he got six wins in a row. That's crazy.
Let me look at his schedule.
In 50-yard line, she's second in points, and she's fighting for a playoff spot. That's crazy.
Damn, he barely beat you.
Yep. I mean, I had the worst luck, man. Like, oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah, my team looked good on paper, man. But, even when Zeke went down and Tevin Coleman hasn't been the same. And yeah, once I lost Zeke, that was it.
That was it. Yeah, I mean, yeah, you took a gamble. And, I mean, you knew it was a gamble and it just didn't pay off. But, you know,
if you would have got off. And he got off to such a slow start. Like, I've lost my first two. So if he would have got off, I started out 1-3. And then, you know, it's kind of been win, win, loss, win, loss, loss, win, loss. So it's just been an uneven performance.
Yeah.
But I didn't even start off hot. So Zeke didn't get off to a hot start. So yeah, that one's a wrap. And yeah, I think I'm not getting in that league. And I'm done in I got a shot in the Dead in Sports League. Yeah, you killing it in that league.
Yeah, man. Antonio Brown has been saving me this season. He's literally been saving me, like, every week.
Oh.
What? What's the matter?
Damn, I'll play you this. I gotta beat you to get in.
Oh, snap. King of Hell, Wings. Kings of Wings. What? Oh, this is hilarious, dude. Oh, man. Okay, yes. You ain't about to mess up my number one seed. I'm about to claim my number one seed against you.
I don't have a quarterback. I may not have a running back. A wideout might be hurt. Oh, my God.
Yeah, they got Jeffries. They got Jeffrey and Miller questionable, so I got to keep an eye on that. I picked up Oakland's defense because they're going against the Giants, against Geno Smith, so that could be a turnover feast for the Raiders. But, yeah, I got Brown against Cincinnati on Monday night. I got Stafford against Baltimore. I got Deion. That's been my unsung hero, too. Antonio Brown and Deion Lewis from New England been my unsung hero. So, we shall see, man. I hope I can lock up this note. I mean, I can, you know, go 11-2, had his bye, sit pretty with his bye week. That's just one game closer to the finals. That's why I love getting byes, man. Give me a bye week in fantasy playoffs because that's just one week. I don't have to look at lineups for a week. I can chill out, relax, watch football freely, and see who I'm going to play next. And, you know, and then, you know, then I get ready the week after that. So, yeah, man, you know, I'm gonna do good in some league, dang it. I'm playing in four leagues. Somebody gotta prevail for me. So this league is definitely prevailing for me. That's the league I picked up. Antonio Brown is my first pick. So yes, I'm loving.
It's gonna come down to either Garoppolo or Keenum.
Wow.
One of them gotta go out here and get this done. Somebody got to go get this win. We need this win. And if Rashard Matthews play, I still got Marquise Lee. Well, he's questionable. Yeah, let me see if I can find me a receiver. We're going to make this happen. I win, I'm in. Let me make sure. Let me make sure. Let me make sure.
I ain't about to let you in too, buddy. Because you'll be the team that'll get in just barely and make a run, man. Like, So I'm going to try to crush those hopes. And I hope I can be the one that can crush those hopes. So you're not making the playoffs. I mean, I'm already sealed in. So really, I have nothing to play for except for a bye week, which I want to get. And you can stop me from getting that bye week. And I want to get that bye week. So trust me, I am not about to take it lightly this week. I'm going for a dub.
Yeah, I need to win, and then the two people in the fifth and sixth spot need to lose. They lose, then I get in. One of them lose, I should get in. Yeah, okay, all right.
Hex, nah, if you creep in that damn league, you better not creep in that damn playoff.
This is going to make it real exciting. Ooh, and I can get Marquise Goodwin. Hell yeah, let's get this nigga. I mean, let me get this dude. But see, Case Keenum playing Atlanta, and he's been on fire.
Has Goodwin been balling?
Well, you got to also look at my other receivers. It's Marquise Lee and Rashard Matthews. So they're probably about the same level. But to answer your question, in the last four games, actually, besides the one he missed, he's been doing all right, man. So he's at 83 yards and a touchdown, and 78 yards last Sunday. So, yeah, if Garoppolo's that dude, and he could have a good game. And they're all set to score around the same amount of points. We'll see what happens. All right, so let me see. Who you got on your team? Ugh, Stafford. Oh, my God. Antonio Brown, Jeffrey, Lamar Miller, Deion Lewis, Watkins, it's gonna be tough.
Yeah, buddy. Okay, let me tell you my lineup in my main league, the one I'm fighting, the one I have to win for this week to make the playoffs. So I got Tom Brady and Gronk combo. I've been killing them with that. I got Le'Veon Bell. I got Tevin Coleman, and I think he still might get the bulk of the work because I think Freeman is still out. I got Jarvis Landry. My receivers, I don't like my receivers. I got Jarvis Landry, Josh Doctson from the Redskins, Emmanuel Sanders, which I don't think I'm going to play, Juju from Pittsburgh, and then I picked up Cordell Peterson and the Seth Roberts guy, from both of the guys from the Raiders. So should I still play Josh Doctson? I feel like I need to bench him.
Yeah, I played him last year on one of my just random teams when I did a couple of test drafts, and the only thing that saved him was a touchdown.
Right, but that's the thing. I think that's all he had was like one reception for a touchdown or something like that.
Yeah, who are your other options?
Okay, so I got Landry and Dotson and Seth Roberts playing, but on the bench I got Emmanuel Sanders, Juju, and Cordell Patterson. He's going to get work, too, because of Crabtree and Amari Cooper being out.
I like Juju.
But he's questionable, though. They got him questionable.
Yeah, but this kind of goes into the Thursday night preview. So we got the Redskins and the Cowboys playing. And so if you have Perrin, I can't believe we had him. We had him on our team. Yep, the Redskins and the Cowboys. Oh, and really.
So now should I bench Dotson? Should I bench Dotson and pick up Goodwin and play Goodwin from the 49ers?
Well, you got Emmanuel Sanders.
He's questionable.
Yeah, but they tend to play.
He didn't. Let me tell you what he's been doing. 1.2 points, 1.5.
Ugh.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, that changes things a little bit. It's just hard to trust Dotson, man.
It is. And on a Thursday night, too?
Yep.
That's why I was thinking about picking up Goodwin from the 49ers, because like you mentioned earlier, I was thinking about that Garoppolo and Goodwin combo.
But see, the only thing is Garoppolo's unproven.
Right.
We don't know what we're going to see when we get out here.
So I guess I might just play the other Raiders guy. I might bench Dotson and play the other Raiders guy.
Which one?
Patterson.
Oh, Cordarrelle. What has he been doing?
So the past 2 weeks, 3 receptions, 72 yards, 4 receptions, 45 yards. But that's what, you know, that's what Crabtree on.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's what I'm saying. I'm thinking I might play Landry and then just play the other the Oakland Raiders receivers. I have one at the flex and had another wide out, you know, other wide out position. Cuz they're going to get work. They're going to have to get work. I mean, they're going to get targets. It's just we don't know what they're going to do with those targets.
That's it.
So, yeah, I think I'm going to go on a limb, man. This is going to be my lineup going into this week, man. Tom Brady, Le'Veon Bell, Tevin Coleman, Jarvis Landry, Cordarrelle Patterson, Rob Gronkowski, Seth Roberts, Patriots defense against Buffalo, and I got a Minnesota kicker. That's I'm going with that. And did he do his lineups yet? I'm gonna say what's my matchups. He got Russell Wilson, McKinnon from Minnesota, Deion Lewis from New Orleans, AJ Green, Julio Jones, Jenkins, Sephron Jenkins, tight end, Perrine from the Washington flex position. Got Pittsburgh defense against Cincinnati and New Orleans kicker.
Okay.
I'm scared. Because he got AJ Green and Julio, man. So, I'm scared. But we'll see, man. We shall see.
Yeah, we shall.
Like I said, my only advice for pickup people is to get the receivers from the waiver. Get the receivers from the Raiders because they're going to get plenty of work. And Goodwin, that's a good one. Ken mentioned him earlier. Get Goodwin because you never know. They might explode for Garoppolo's debut. So,
right.
That's all I got for as far as waiver wire pickups. I mean, at this point in the season, a lot of fantasy leagues, we are heading to the final week of the regular season. Most standard fantasy football leagues, week 13 is normally the final week of your regular season, you know, before you get to the playoffs. So, you know, for all of those that's listening, at this point, you know what your team is about. So drop who you got to drop, start who you got to start, bench who you got to bench, and just go from there. Just go from there.
One guy you can look at is D.D. Westbrook. So he caught 6 targets for 41 yards. So he may be a guy that may be an option if you need somebody. Corey Coleman is back, so he's been doing all right. These are long plays. Ricky Seals-Jones has had 2 good back-to-back weeks. Catching passes from Blaine Gabbert if you need a tight end. Let's see. Yeah, I think that's about all I can add on. I mean, if you need any of those guys, you in bad shape. I'm in bad shape because I just lost Eli, which, you know, I'm in bad shape because I was starting Eli.
Right.
So, right. So yeah. Yeah. So anyway, man, yeah, that's going to do it for us this week. Last week, man, either you in or you out. Right. And come back next week and find out if some of our teams got in, if B play spoiler, or if I'm going to play the spoiler. And if we manage to sneak into the Dead End Sports League, into the playoffs. So, yeah, all of that will be unveiled next week right here. So thanks for listening. We'll catch y'all next week.
Peace.